help us win this battle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to help you to have a great-looking garden, to control some of the insects that create a problem, the diseases that create a problem. And then there are some of you that have problems with animals, whether it's a deer or a rabbit. But those of us that feed the birds, we have a problem with the squirrels and the chipmunks. And no matter what we try, we just can't fool them. Well, there's a new way to fool the squirrels so that you can feed the birds and not them. And it's called a squirrel stopper. The inventor of the product is joining us this morning, and we're going to tell you about this very unique way to keep the squirrels from destroying, eating them, and stealing all of the food that's in them and destroying the feeder itself. His name is Kim Senna, and he's joining us live this morning to help tell you about ways to keep your yard nice and full of beautiful colored birds. Kim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good to be here again. How you doing?
Terrific. How's everything with you, Kim?
Everything's well. I think summer's finally hit Michigan. It's supposed to hit 80 this week, so we're pretty excited around here.
Yeah, well, we're getting some rain, and they're talking rain today, tomorrow. Tuesday's going to be nice, and then rain Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So
I think we're in for a while.
Yeah, you might as well enjoy it. Tell us about this squirrel stopper that you developed.
Well, my wife and I had fed birds for a long time. We'd actually had given it up because of the cost of seed and the frequent trips I had to make out to the yard to constantly refill the feeders, and this is all because of the squirrels and the raccoons. And about 4 years ago, my accountant calls me and tells me he's got a client named Jeff Allen, who's my business partner. And he had an idea to keep the squirrels away, so we sat down and expanded on this idea and came up with a vertical movement of the baffle. And he made our first prototype in his garage, and we put it in the yard, and after 6 months, not a single squirrel had climbed it. So we decided to go into production, and we just sold our 15,000th unit, and still no squirrels climbed it.
Wow. Now, tell us what it is, how it works.
Okay, this squirrel stopper is segmental, and it's got three vertical tube segments that fit onto one another. And the way it works now is the middle section has got a baffle on it that's on three stainless steel springs. And it's the vertical movement that keeps the squirrels and raccoons away. And what happens is they try to grab onto this baffle, and it springs down and throws them off.
Just as simple as that. It catapults them off the...
And also, the sides of the baffle are not parallel. They're slightly inverted, like a reverse slope. So raccoons have got a little more grip, and they can climb it about 6 inches to 12 inches, but they're climbing against that gradient, so it's very hard for them to do that. So those two elements, the reverse slope and the spring action, is what keeps them off.
So instead of most of the baffling systems on poles for bird feeders, are like a record, kind of flat, and it's the idea is they can't get around it. But as you said, the raccoons have got a hand, and they can grab it and flip themselves over.
Yeah, they're very clever, very, very strong animals. And you got to remember, too, that, of course, these squirrels and raccoons, they have nothing else really to do in life but get to your bird seed. So they can sit there and study that, and they don't have to pay taxes. They don't have to send their kids to school. And before you know it, that's, you know, they'll get around it. But they won't get around theirs.
So your baffle, instead of being a flat disc or a plate that's on there, is more like a champagne glass shape. Cylinder,
yeah.
Almost?
Yeah, if you look at it, like here in the Midwest, I guess we can compare it to a tornado funnel. So it's a little bit wider at the top, and it slims down a little bit going down, but it's very sleek and elegant looking. And we made it this way, first of all, for function, and secondly, because it doesn't look like it's a big bump coming out of the pole on the, you know, on the entire pole assembly. It looks very sleek and elegant, like it fits on it.
Right. Now, the other thing that makes your pole and the Squirrel Stopper so unique, over the years I've tried all kinds of poles, and they're 3/4 inch, maybe a little bit thicker. You lean on it and push it into the ground, put your bird feeder on it, and eventually the weight will bend that pole and it leans over and it's defeated the whole purpose. Yours is very different, the way that you put it into the ground. Tell us.
Yeah, the way you work this thing, Paul, is you first attach the auger onto the bottom of the lowest tube section, and just everything in the box is thumb screws and thumb nuts. You don't need any tools. And it's a patented auger, and it goes through any type of soil, even the rocky soil you've got out there. And you just what you do is when it's in about a foot and a half, it's solid as a rock, and all you're doing is taking a crossbar out of the box and putting it into a hole in the lower segment. And you screw it right into the ground. And then you put the other segments on, and you're all set to go. It takes about 7-8 minutes to put up.
And now, on your website, there's a video that shows how you put it together, right?
Yes, you can see right on the website how it goes together, and it's a 3-minute loop video, and it shows exactly how you can put this in. And the big thing also, Paul, is it's got 8 hanging stations on it, so. You can put a lot of objects on this and a lot of weight. Because it's 16-gauge steel, it's very strong, and you can put 30 pounds at the end of each arm. So you can put 4 30-pound plants, bird feeders, whatever you want to put on those. Then on the inside hooks, you can put hummingbird feeders and thistle feeders and whatever you want on that. So it hangs a lot of things because a lot of people like to hang plants on this also. It looks very nice with plants on it.
So it will hold 120 pounds.
It will, very easily. Mm-hmm. We've even climbed it ourselves in a demonstration, which I don't recommend. But, but you know, we had to show it off a little bit.
That's incredible, because most bird feeder poles, I mean, it's lucky that it holds up one bird feeder. But this will hold that much weight. And you can put hanging baskets on it this time
of
the year. And then in the fall and winter, hang bird feeders on it.
That is the idea. And a lot of people mix and match. They'll put 2 or 4 plants on it and then, you know, bird feeders. Some people put chimes on it. And it holds just about anything. And the big thing on this ball is it's 2 inches wide. It's 2 inches OD. And that just, with a 16-gauge steel, that just gives it a lot of strength.
I can imagine. Now, can they find this at most garden centers?
You know, we sell through major distributors on the East Coast. And so we don't know exactly where they place it, but we know we're in hundreds of garden centers up and down the East Coast. So they just have to go to their favorite store and ask for it. And if they don't carry it, they should.
And they can have it ordered for them.
They can have it ordered for them. Also, we are Duncraft Catalog's cover product this summer for the second time. And so they can buy it through Duncraft Catalog, and also they can buy it on a website, which is called WorksGreat.net. And I believe WorksGreat has got a deal on it now where they actually get free shipping.
Terrific. W-O-R-K-S?
G-R-E-A-T.
G-R-E-A-T.
Work. And make sure it's .net.
.net instead of .com.
Yes, so WorksGreat.net.
Okay. And what is the cost of the pole?
I believe on WorksGreat it's $139.99 and then free shipping. And in many stores, I believe it's $149, $159. It's kind of spotty. It's you get a whole range of prices over there on the East Coast.
Okay. And as far as life of this plant for many years?
Absolutely. We've had some in the ground now for over 4 years, and not a problem. We made this to last. You know, like you said, there's a lot of products out there that don't last. And I'm a dentist, all right? And I make things like I put things in people's mouths as a dentist. I want things to last. The last thing I want to do is hear any complaints. So we just make it solid so we don't get that problem. I mean, people want quality, especially nowadays with, you know, the economic situation. People want to buy something and not have to worry about it. And that's how we make it, so they don't have to worry about it.
Now, what is your website where they can see this video?
They can get on squirrelstopper.com, and they'll see all the products on there, and they'll see the video.
I think that if a day like today where it's raining, you're not going to be able to go outside, go to squirrelstopper.com and watch the video. Watching the video will show you how easy it is and how strong it is. We can talk about it all day long and tell you that it's big poles, it's strong. But when you see this video and you see how easy it is to get in the ground compared to other feeder, pole feeders that are out there, it really is incredible. So check out the website, www.squirrelstopper.com. And when you see it, go to your garden center, and if they don't carry it, tell them that Paul said to order it for you. Kim, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We
great
appreciate you
again.
Getting
always
up early. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hi there. Ashton Ritchie from Scotts on the field with David Meller, director of grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Welcome to my house, Ashton.
Gotta tell you, David, your house has one amazing lawn.
Thanks. Here at Fenway, the field not only has to look great, it has to stand up to at least 81 home games every season.
And you use Scotts fertilizer?
Absolutely.
And what would you say to folks who say fertilizer is fertilizer?
I'd say there's a very big difference.
It's hard to believe, but many brands contain filler like sand and sawdust.
Fillers do nothing for your grass. As you know, Ashton, Scotts is 100% nutrition with no fillers. So every granule gives your grass the food it needs to grow green and strong.
We call that the Scotts Advantage.
I'd call it a home run.
Exactly. Your grass is hungry after a long winter's rest, so head out this weekend and feed it with Scotts Turf Builder. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
Hello, gardeners. Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Good morning again, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The rain is still coming down here in southern Maine, where I live in Kennebunk. So it's going to be a day that we do some indoor work. Look on the internet at pictures of new plants and check out some of the websites. But if you ever have questions about some of the products that we talk about, if you go to my website, Paul Parent, all one word, PaulParent.com, that will bring you to our website. Now, if you click on sponsors, all the sponsors are listed there, and you can click on the sponsor and learn more about the products, how they're made and what they're used for, and if they're chemical or organic. All that information is on the manufacturer's website, and it's very easy to get to. And the other thing is, if you go on paulparent.com, you can pick up the show and listen to it during the week. So, you know, let's say you're going to the 9 o'clock mass and you're missing from 9 until 10. Well, when you get home, you can go on paulparent.com and you can pick up the show any day during the week, any time of the day. And that way you can listen to it live on the computer or put it on your iPod and take it with you as you move around during your work week. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Debbie on the line who's calling about a fig tree.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a couple of questions about a fig plant. I don't know whether you call it a fig plant or a shrub or a tree.
Yeah.
But a very dear friend of mine had a very well-established fig plant in her yard. In the late fall, I went over and I dug some of the rooted pieces up, and I placed them in 3 5-gallon buckets,
yep,
the soil and all. And then because it was really late fall, she said the best thing to do is to place them in my cellar because they really need a dormant area and
right,
to water them sparingly. So I did that, and in the early spring, I brought them up from the cellar because they were starting to have some green sprouts on them, which I was thrilled because they survived.
Yeah.
And I brought them up, and I put them in a south-facing window until about late May. Then I transferred from being in the house in late May now to outside where they are in still in their containers, and they are in the south side of our yard. They are growing. They are so green, and they look so very healthy.
Do they have any figs on them yet?
Pardon me?
Do they have any figs on them yet?
No, they don't.
Okay, well, they will soon.
Well, this is what these are some of the questions I have for you. Can I plant them now in the ground? And if so, where should I plant them in the yard? Should they be on the south side? Should they be in a protected area? Should they have some shade, some sun? And if I do plant them, what kind of planting mix should I use when I plant them?
Okay.
How do I fertilize them?
Okay.
And what about getting them ready for next winter? Am I going to have to dig them up and bring them in again?
Okay.
Or can I leave them out?
Where do you live, Debbie?
I'm in Braintree.
You're in Braintree. Okay.
Right.
I have a brother that lives in Dennis, and he has them in his ground, and he just forgets about them. And there's a lot of figs grown on Cape Cod. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, so from Braintree to where I live is roughly 100 miles, and I bought a brown turkey fig, which is probably what you have. I was at Noonan's Greenhouse in Georgetown, and they had a bunch of them, and I brought it home, took it out of the 5-gallon pot, and put it in a 10-gallon container. And I'm going to do like you. I know they're not going to survive the winter here.
That's my concern because I tried this once before and it died when I planted it outside. So I don't want to, you know, this is the last hurrah because she since has sold her home. So this is
If I was you, if you've got several of them, right?
Yes, I do. I have three of them.
I would take one of them. Plant it in a sheltered area where it's going to get a lot of sun. So either up against the garage, the house, a stockade fence. And I've had some people who live in the north end that I've talked to in previous years. And what they do is they build a cylinder with trash bags filled with leaves and pine needles from the top, from the ground up to the top of the plant. You could use bales of hay. You could drive in some tomato steaks, wrap it with burlap, and stuff it full of pine needles and hay to protect it during the winter, and then a plastic covering over that. When we come back,
even
I'll tell
Saturday,
you more.
Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Thank you.
good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Joanne on the line, who's calling about a mimosa tree.
Okay, Joanne, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi, Joanne.
Yes.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Paul, I have a mimosa tree. It's about 10 and a half years old. And I noticed in the crotch there's a split. Now, I sealed it with candle wax. Did I do wrong?
No, you did real good, because that's going to keep all the moisture from collecting in there and rotting it. Now, has it really separated a lot, or is it just a little crack?
No, it's just a crack. Let's see. It was a little soft, the crack. In fact, it's the main trunk, and there's three branches that come off from it, three others that come off from it. And this is the part of the main one. But it just seemed very soft, and somewhere along the line I had heard to use candle wax.
Well, you get a gold star because you did everything correctly by putting the candle wax in there. What's going to happen is it's filling that hole with the paraffin, preventing moisture from getting in. And what's going to happen is now that it's spring and going into summer and the plant is really growing, it is going to create a scab between the two layers where that crack is, and slowly as it heals, it will push out the candle wax and fill that crack with a scab, and then eventually some bark. And you did really, really well. I'm proud of you.
Oh,
congratulations. You did a good thing.
Well, as I say, somewhere along the line I heard of it. And you know, this tree means so much to me. A friend of my husband's grew it from seed.
Wow.
Yeah, like that. And it was 5 years before it blossomed. He told me it would be 5 years. And it was almost exactly to the day, 5 years.
Terrific.
But it's the most beautiful thing. But thank you, Paul. I know I did right.
You did a good job. You get a gold star for today.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. That's true. I mean, when you start something from seed and you get to see it bloom, and if you live south of Boston, especially on Cape Cod South Shore, the mimosa is a beautiful summer flowering plant. It's a tree that grows in its own shape. Some trees, they grow pyramidal. Some shrubs, they grow round. This plant grows any way it's want. There's not two alike. They grow all kinds of crazy shapes, gives it a lot of character, and the flowers look like a puffball, red in color. It almost looks like a cluster of tiny, tiny feathers about 2 inches in diameter. Absolutely fabulous. When I lived in Marshfield, we had a whole bunch of them growing along Route 139 in Marshfield. And they were gorgeous. Quincy, there was some. Braintree, there were some beautiful ones. So I would imagine the Fall River, New Bedford, all of Rhode Island. So if you want something different, and it's summer blooming, the mimosa and the foliage. Woo! Fabulous. Jared, who's next?
Next up is Robert, and Robert has a problem with his tomatoes.
Robert, tell me what's happening, and we'll try and solve the problem for you.
Good morning, Paul. I have a vegetable garden that I rototill, and I usually throw the compost in the corner of the garden in top of the garden in the spring and turn it over. And each year around August, my healthy tomato plants, the vines seem to die out and turn brown.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if it's from something in the soil or if something I'm doing wrong.
Well, I'll tell you, I tried something last year, Robert, and I never seen anything like this in my life. I want you to go to your local garden center, and you can either pick up a product called Plant Growth Activator. Plant Growth Activator.
Thank you.
It's made by Organica. Or you want something called Biotone. And that's made by the people that make Holytone. So either Biotone or Plant Growth Activate. Now, this is a fertilizer with mycorrhiza fungi. Last year, I applied this to my garden. My tomatoes did not have a spot or green leaves turning yellow until the third or fourth week in August. And by then, the growing season was pretty well over, and people were having diseases in June and July. So I figured I picked up 6 to 8 weeks without foliage problem with this mycorrhiza. Now, I've used this on perennials. I've used it on shrubs and trees. And as I was talking earlier in the program, I have a Crimson King red maple that this year produced 18 inches of new growth. And the only thing I gave it was a mycorrhiza. But it will double the size of the root system in a 30-day period. And this mycorrhiza looks like hair, like a root system. And it eats fertilizer that is normally not available to the plant. But it's a bacteria. And in Plant Growth Activator or Biotone, there are millions of these spores. And as long as the plant is alive, this mycorrhiza and these bacteria live with the plant, helping it to make it stronger, to better able to collect water, better able to collect food, and it's fabulous. So for your tomato plants, I used 1 tablespoon per plant. And what you could do is either sprinkle it around the plant, scratch it in, work it into the soil, and then water. All I did was I dug the hole, I put in some soil moist, I put in that plant growth activator, worked it in, and planted, and that was the end of it. It's incredible. But my tomatoes were so strong last year, I couldn't pull them out of the garden. I had to use a shovel because of the size of the root system. But Plant Growth Activator or Biotone. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Neil, who's calling about a lilac bush.
Neil, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you? Thanks for taking
good
my
morning.
Call.
Good morning. Thank you.
Question for you. I have a lilac bush that had been dormant for about 3 or 4 years, and this past season now has just started to make a flower, but not much one at all. Just one.
Okay.
You know, I know in the past that I've heard you talk about even sometimes tapping the shrub lightly with a hammer or maybe like a superphosphate. Would that work for this?
Mm-hmm. How much sun is it getting, Neil?
It's not a lot. It's in more of a shady area than sun, I would say.
Okay. See, that's part of the problem. If you want a lot of blooms on your lilacs, they really, really need to have at a minimum of half a day. Now, what you can do to help it would be, first of all, they love a sweet soil. So that if you can add wood ash from a fireplace or a wood stove or lime, spring and fall, that will neutralize the acidity and it will help the plant to pick up the fertilizers that it needs to make the flowers. The other thing that you can do is take a shovel. On a day like today where we're getting some showers, is perfect. Your lilacs are getting ready to make the flowers now for next year. So June, July, and August, your crabs, your flowering dogwoods, your cherries, and your lilacs are making the flower buds for next year. So take a shovel, come out 2 to 3 feet, depending on how big they are. If they're small plants, come out 2 feet. If they're 6 foot or more, come out 3 feet from the main stems and jump on the shovel, driving the blade as far into the ground as you can, and cut a circle all the way around the plant. Now, as you drive the blade in the ground, push the shovel stem forward and then pull it back to kind of open up a little slit in the ground. And then sprinkle some super phosphate, 0-20-0 or triple phosphate, 0-46-0 into that slit. And for a plant, let's say 6 feet, maybe a pound or two. If it's bigger than 6 foot, maybe 2 or 3 pounds per cluster of plants. And then with the heel of your foot, fill in that hole. Just compact the soil. And that will shock it. And that will help it to make flowers. So shocking it, lots of lime. And if you can give it a little bit of sunshine, that would help a great deal too. Good luck. And let us know how you make out. But the lime and the superphosphate and the root pruning should help you a great deal. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have John on the line who's calling about roses.
John, good morning. How can we help you with the roses?
Good morning, Paul. I just put in a double knockout roses, and yep. I've got a couple of questions on it. One is I'm not sure if I have it too close to the sprinkler system. Because when the sprinklers go on, it does get watered. And okay. The other question I have is, should we be, I know it says not to deadhead, but I don't know if it was from the sprinklers, but they didn't look very good. So we deadheaded the flowers that were wilted.
Right. Yeah, I always remove the faded flowers. And what you want to do is, when you look at where the flower comes out of the top of the stem, the first leaf that's under it is in three segments. And then eventually it will change from 3 to 5. And you want to cut it back just above the second set of 5 leaflets. When you do that, that will tell the plant that it's all done blooming and it's time to make another flower. If you just leave it there.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor. Remembering.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the Earth Box. The Earth Box is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The Earth Box comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the Earth Box comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The Earth Box. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and enjoy the rain if you live in northern New England, where I live in Maine. We're getting a pretty good soaker today. That should make the grass explode when the sun comes out Monday or Tuesday. And we do need a day off to relax every now and then. But go on the internet, check out my website, and click on the various sponsors of the program that make it possible, and you'll get more information. And if you go to Garden Splendor, you can take a look at the plants that we were talking about today. The brand new Tiki Torch Coneflower. Absolutely beautiful. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, we've still got John on the line who's talking about roses. We got cut off at the last
break. Oh, that's right. That's right. John, you still there?
Yep, still there. Could you just do one more thing for me? Could you just repeat where I deadhead again?
What you want to do is look at where the flower is on the stem, and then it will change. The first leaf underneath the blossom is in 3 segments, and eventually it will change to a 5-piece leaf. So there's 5 little leaflets that make up that one leaf. You prune the plant back just above the second set of 5, and that will tell the plant, make more roses. If you don't prune it back, or you just cut the flower and you don't cut it back into the stem, that stem goes blind, and it will not rebloom. Matter of fact, if you look at your roses and you see that you have a branch that doesn't have a flower bud on it, if you prune that branch back, just like I told you, to the second set of 5, within 4 weeks it will be in bloom again. Now, roses need 3 to 5 gallons of water per day, especially during the summer. Unfortunately, they don't want it on the leaf. So if you're going to run your sprinkler and it hits the roses, make sure that it runs in the morning so that when the sun comes up, the sun can dry the moisture off the leaf. If you run your sprinkler at night and the leaves stay wet all night, you're going to have all kinds of fungus diseases on it. And being that this is their first year, they're trying to root, they're trying to do a lot of things, I would pick up some Serenade, S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E, Serenade fungicide. It's an organic fungicide. And I would apply it to your roses every 2 weeks. And do it now before the fungus develops. But a sprinkler and roses do not get along, because roses do best if the foliage stays dry. Makes a big difference. We had a caller just before, and we were talking about his lilacs, on how he didn't think they were getting that much sun. If you go to your local garden center, they now have a product called a sun stick. And it looks like a plastic flower, and you put this special material, because it's sticky, on the flower, and you put it in your garden, and you leave it in the garden for 24 hours. And it will tell you how much sun you are actually getting in that area. Now, they have a website, www.gosunstick.com. And if any of you are planting a perennial bed, or you want to put in some shrubbery, and you're not quite sure what the weather, what the light conditions are, you can buy this sun stick, and you can reuse it. It's not something that you use it once and then you're stuck with it. You can buy new paper that you can stick on it. But the website, www.gosunstick.com, and that will give you some information and where you can locate the product. And it will help you a great deal. Now, with all this rain that we are getting, there's a chance of diseases, especially if it stays cool and we stay cloudy for 3 or 4 days. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to get out there and on plants that traditionally get diseases, put a fungicide on it just to be on the safe side. The long-range forecast is for cloudy, cool, and wet weather for the whole week coming. Tuesday is going to be the only day of sun. So take advantage of it. And when the sun comes out, put some fungicides. And if you've got caterpillars, get some spinosad. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Oh, next week is Father's Day. Think about that. Have a great week. Bye-bye.